the first of several former secretaries of HEW with whom Wilbur worked very closely. Arthur Fleming, in many roles, worked closely with Wilbur, most recently as co-chairman of the Save Our Security Coalition, known as SOS. Arthur?
Thank you, Mom. It has been my privilege over a period of the last 5 years to have a very close association with Wilbur. But in harmony with the precedents that have been set by the preceding speakers, I'm moved at the outset to share with you one experience that I had with Wilbur. I was introduced to audiences a number of times over a period of the last 10 years or so by Wilbur. And whenever he introduced me, he always delighted in telling the story of an action that I took as secretary near the end of my period of service. State of Louisiana had passed a law saying that if there was more than one illegitimate child in a family, the family would no longer be eligible for AFDC. Well, we went through a long proceeding in the department and ended up by deciding that that action on the part of State of Louisiana was in conflict with the Social Security law. And I signed an order saying that we would withhold funds, but we gave them a year because it didn't require action on the part of the legislature. Then soon after that, I left office. And Wilbur, as Wilbur tells the story, soon after Mr. Ribicoff took over and Wilbur took over as assistant secretary, they were bombarded with requests to revoke the order that had been issued. And they were bombarded with requests to revoke it on the ground that my act was really illegal, that I really didn't have authority to take that action. So then Wilbur goes on to tell the story how he went to work up here on Capitol Hill to get an amendment to the Social Security Act, which would bail me out and make legal the action that I had taken in regard to that particular issue. Now, I can't tell the story the way he told it by any means, because he really put a lot of drama into that story. But he enjoyed telling it. I enjoyed listening to it. Over the last 5 years, I know that I got better acquainted with Wilbur than I had at any time prior to then, although our paths had crossed a great many times. And as I have thought of his life, and of the impact of his life on our nation, I have thought of him as one of the outstanding career public servants in the history of our nation. And you'll note my emphasis on career public servant. After all, during over 20 years of his service, he was a part of the career service. He was the only career civil servant to become secretary of HEW. His life as a career public servant was a very exciting life. And the contributions that he made, as we all know, were outstanding. And as I have been thinking of him as one of our nation's truly great career public servants, I have been saying to myself, I believe that it's imperative for us to do what we can to make sure of the fact that the young people of today and tomorrow become acquainted with Wilbur Cohen and his career. Throughout our nation, there are thousands of counselors at the secondary level, at the post-secondary level, who are talking with young people about their careers. And as they talk with them, the question of the opportunities for a career in the public service is raised time and time again. And my hope is that somehow or other, when those counselors engage in those conversations with young people, they will be in a position where they can talk about Wilbur Cohen as an illustration of the kind of a contribution that persons can make to the life of our nation through the career public service. I hope they can talk, will be in a position where they can talk about the Wilbur Cohen who caught the vision of President Roosevelt, a vision of our community as a national community, pooling our resources in order to deal with the hazards and vicissitudes of life. A Wilbur Cohen who not only caught that vision, but who was able to develop the concept of Social Security, was able to make such significant contributions to the development of that concept. And then a Wilbur Cohen, who as a result of his outstanding contributions as a career civil servant, was appointed as assistant, and then undersecretary, and finally Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare. And Wilbur Cohen, who in those capacities provided us as a nation with outstanding leadership in the welfare area, the health area, the field of education. But I also hope they will be in a position to talk about a Wilbur Cohen who, when he left public office, continued to be a public servant in the very best sense of that word. Just a few weeks ago, Wilbur and I were visiting the governor of a state and the legislative leaders of that state, trying to convince them that they should expand Medicaid to include pregnant women, children 5 and under, older persons, handicapped persons below the poverty threshold. At the end of our day in that particular capital, we had a press conference. And right near the end of the press conference, a reporter addressed this question to Wilbur. He said, "Look, tell me, why is it that you're spending your time and your energy going around the country on this kind of a mission?" And quickly and eloquently, Wilbur responded to that question by stating his belief, his conviction, that as a result of the opportunities that he'd had in public office, he had an obligation and a responsibility to continue to deal with those issues and to deal with them in as aggressive a manner as possible. And that is why Wilbur, in the early 80s, was the moving spirit in bringing seven of us who had served as secretary of HEW together and got us to the point where we agreed on a white paper dealing with issues in AFDC. That is why he responded to an opportunity to serve community in the state of Michigan and the federal court in dealing with a very, very difficult desegregation program in that particular state. That is why he served so effectively as a member of the Citizens Commission on Civil Rights. And that is why he took the initiative in bringing into existence SOS in the interest of preserving the integrity and bringing about the expansion of the Social Security system. All of us gathered here rejoice in the opportunity that we have had for association with Wilbur Cohen. Rejoice in the inspiration and the challenge that he brought to our lives. My hope is that today's young people and tomorrow's young people will be provided with the opportunity of also being challenged and inspired by the life of Wilbur Cohen.